August 24th, 1853, Rochester, New York. Letter to Cyrenius and Louisa Smith. Family news to friends in Jackson, Michigan. Dear Brother and Sister Smith, we received the box of things Monday. It came all safe. Thank you for your kindness and generosity. The carpet is very nice, almost too nice to lay down upon the floor of a chamber. Thank you for the labor you have bestowed upon the carpet, skirt, and gloves. Accept our united thanks for your remembrance of us. Tell little sis, Eddie, James Edson White, aged 4, likes his walnuts very much. Thank Sister Palmer, Abigail Palmer, and Sister Dickinson, Celesta B. Dickinson, for their remembrance of me. We felt very sorry to hear of Brother Palmer's, Dan R. Palmer, illness. I hope he is much better. May the Lord spare him to help on his cause and glorify his name. James Springer White, has had some discouraged feelings of late, is much better now, body and soul. Lumen V. Maston, is coughing again. His lungs are affected, but the Lord is our physician. We shall hold on to his almighty arm. His labors are much needed in the office. He has overdone often. Stephen T. Belden, and Fletcher Byington, John Fletcher Byington, do not return from the office until 10, 12, 2, or 3 o'clock. They have labored uncommonly hard of late, and God has strengthened them, or they must have broken down. The Lord blessed us abundantly last Tuesday eve. Our hearts were made glad and to rejoice in God. Praise His holy name. We start on our journey east in 1 week from today. I can write but little, as I have much to do. The paper comes off today. My little Edson's health is much better than it has been. We feel determined to have unshaken confidence in God. Our hearts cry out after the living God. My soul is not satisfied. I long to see the King in His beauty and be made like Him. Dear friends, how thankful we should be that we have a hope in God, that our treasure is on high. We will praise Him, we will honor Him, for He is high and lifted up and greatly to be praised. Please to remember me to all that I am acquainted with. I love them in Jackson, Michigan. Much love to your dear family. Thanks Sister Caroline for writing and Sister Dickinson. James thanks you for what you have sent. May the Lord reward you is our prayer. I am not quite as well as usual, am filling with water, have bloated more or less since I returned from Michigan. My trust is in God. He will strengthen me and rebuke disease. I have written some of my vision and directed it to Brother Palmer. You will have seen it, I think, before this reaches you. The gloves and skirt fit well. From your unworthy sister.